The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everybody. Hello. Good afternoon. Good evening. Nice to be here with you all. I'll wait just a moment here, enjoying reading your chats. Okay, welcome, welcome. Today is the last talk in this series of When Life Does Not Obey Us. It's been kind of fun for me to explore this idea that we don't usually use this kind of language in the Dharma world, but I wanted to be a little bit provocative and maybe a little bit fun, a little bit whimsical too. This idea that we are expecting life to obey us, often we don't use this language. So I don't know, I thought it would be fun to kind of like poke a little bit at some of our subtle ideas or views or assumptions that we don't often recognize that we have, but in fact are causing a whole lot of dukkha, a whole lot of suffering. Or maybe I should just speak for my own self. Just seeing for myself, like how trying to control things leads to dukkha, always. So we'll start with a guided meditation, as we have been doing. So arriving, taking a comfortable posture, allowing the body to be seated or standing or lying down, walking, whatever it is that you find yourself doing while listening to this. And can we do this in a manner that supports both ease and wakefulness, alertness? Noticing the contact between the body and the floor, the cushion, the chair, the couch, the bed, wherever there is contact with the body, just feeling that support underneath us. Just this body here now. Softening any extra effort or some tension. Soften the jaw, the shoulders, belly, the hands. We're not forcing relaxation. We're just allowing the body to know it doesn't have to hold, clench quite so much. Letting the breath be natural. Resting attention on the sensations of breathing. Whether that's felt in the chest, or the belly, or the nose primarily. Wherever it feels comfortable and accessible. And rest our attention there on the sensations of breathing. The breath is breathing itself, or we could say the body knows how to breathe. We're not making it happen. We're not controlling it. We're just noticing the sensations associated with breathing. Noticing what else is here, opening awareness to include the whole field of experience, sensations in the body, sounds. Emotional moods or tones, attitudes. Thought patterns. Whatever is here, whatever is being experienced, it can be known gently. Maybe the mind has opinions about what's being experienced. Maybe it wants more ease, the body to feel different. The meditation to be a certain way. Can we know that as well? Certain resistance, or certain pushing, or certain wishing. And then using the sensations of breathing as a home base. Where we come back, begin again with the sensations of breathing. Now, if you like, if it feels workable, I'd like to offer a simple practice that can orient us towards less dukkha in our life. The dukkha of trying to control what's impossible to control completely. Other people. We can't even completely control ourselves. So if you'd like, bring to mind somebody you care about and there's some wish for them to be different, behave differently, feel differently, be different. This means in some ways they are a difficult person, quote unquote, for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is absolute most difficult, 1 is just maybe sometimes mildly annoying. On a scale of 1 to 10, choose somebody who's a 2, maybe a 3. We are not working with the most difficult person in our life. We are not doing that. It's not what this exercise is. So bring to mind this person that you care about and you wish would be a little different. Bring them to mind. Connect with them. With the heart, with the mind. Again, reminder, this person should be number 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. Maybe. And then connecting with them can just intone in our minds. I wish you happiness. And I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness. And I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness. And I cannot make your choices for you. I'll say this one more time. I know when I meditate, Sometimes things move through and don't stick. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. Just returning to the sensations of the body, the sensations of breathing, whatever feels comfortable and supportive. Turns out, other people are not ours to control. Thank you. Thank you for your practice. It's lovely to practice together. Thank you.